With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Pentagon says Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. troops in the Middle East are on the rise. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There's been an uptick in attacks aimed at U.S. military targets, says Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
Between October 17th and the 24th, U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked at least 10 separate times in Iraq and 3 separate times in Syria.
It's been a combination of one-way attack drones and rockets. Ryder says the U.S. is bracing for more attacks and will respond appropriately. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jenna Ellis is the latest to plead guilty over efforts to overturn former President Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia.
Ellis was a legal advisor to the Trump campaign, charged alongside the former president and 17 others with violating Georgia's anti-racketeering law. Ellis joins attorneys Sidney Powell, Kenneth Chesbrough, and bail bondsman Scott Graham Hall in pleading guilty rather than take their chances before a jury.
I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I, to provide me with true and reliable information.
Ellis addressed the court at her hearing in Fulton County.
I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse.
The indictment alleges she helped author plans to disrupt the certification of the 2020 election results. I'm Jennifer King.
An off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who police say tried to cut the engines on a jet mid-flight was charged with federal counts of interfering with a flight crew. Joseph David Emerson, 44, was initially registered in Oregon, on Sunday night on state counts of attempted murder after the flight crew reported that he attempted to shut down the engines on a Horizon Air flight from Washington State to California while riding in the extra seat in the cockpit. On Wall Street, the Dow by 205 points. This is SRN News. Mainline Protestant pastors have some interesting views on faith and politics.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, nearly half of all mainline clergymen think it would be great if more of our elected leaders belonged to non-Christian faiths or were non-religious altogether. Breaking the numbers down by denomination, more than half of pastors in the Episcopal Church USA, PCUSA, and United Church of Christ believe that what America needs now is less Christian leadership. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee Republican leaders are escalating their calls to reject millions of federal dollars rather than comply with requirements that promote abortion and the LGBT agenda. GOP lawmakers are talking about cutting off nearly $1.8 billion in federal education dollars because it comes with so many strings attached. In fact, a growing number of states are reconsidering federal money. This is SRN News. Two commercial turkey facilities in Iowa have been hit with the bird flu.
About 100,000 birds had to be killed to prevent the disease from spreading. The Iowa Department of Agriculture reported the infected poultry flocks within weeks of a turkey farm in South Dakota and one in Utah reporting the first outbreak since April in the U.S., raising concerns that more could follow. Bird flu last year cost U.S. poultry producers nearly 59 million birds across 47 states. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. John Scott report.
First it was Ford, then Stellantis, and now a General Motors factory has been added to the growing list of highly profitable plants where the United Auto Workers Union is on strike. On Tuesday, about 5,000 workers walked out at GM's factory in Arlington, Texas, that makes big high-margin SUVs such as the Chevrolet Tahoe and Cadillac Escalade. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.